It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. When people think of Michigan's economy, they typically point to the state's automobile industry or its fruitful agricultural sector. What may be overlooked is one of Michigan's greatest natural assets, water. A new report commissioned by the governor's office focuses on accelerating Michigan's water-based or blue economy. The paper's author, John Austin, is the director of the Michigan Economic Center at Prima Civitas Foundation. John says that a blue economy is similar to a green economy.
Just as we've gotten our heads around that there are jobs in making clean energy products and in energy efficiency and retrofitting systems and in really enjoying the outdoors, which is green, there's an analogous set of jobs, new businesses, new technologies, you know, economic growth that can be driven by water. And part of what we're doing is trying to look already at how Michigan is positioned and beginning to grow economy based on our natural water assets as well as our water innovation abilities and our water research. There's lots of business opportunity on a global basis for new water technology businesses to solve problems around the world in freshwater treatment and health and conservation of water, which is a huge global opportunity and challenge. And so as the Great Lakes State, we already have natural water assets, our rivers and our 10,000 miles of shoreline on the Great Lakes that can make us a beautiful place to live and work and help grow local economies if we clean up our water and repurpose it so we can enjoy it. And all these things are part of what we call the blue economy that is really a special opportunity for Michigan.
In what ways does Michigan currently rely on water economically?
Well, there's four or five ways that water drives the economy. Some are the traditional ways. You know, we've got 65,000 jobs and billions of dollars linked to Great Lakes commerce and shipping and warehousing and things like a freshwater port at Muskegon that can traffic around the Great Lakes as an economic opportunity to send goods around the region. We've got a huge number of industries, agriculture, manufacturing, energy, that are just hugely water dependent. You know, 660,000 jobs are dependent on the industries that use a lot of water, and that's why they grew here. But those are the traditional ways, and I think what we're focused on in particular is what are the emerging economic opportunities built on water. And the first is this water is magical. It is a place definer. People want to live near water. They want to enjoy it. They want to recreate. There's lots of jobs created by recreation, enjoyment of our rivers and our streams and our Great Lakes. You know, boating alone is 50,000 jobs. Coastal tourism around the Great Lakes is another 50,000 jobs every year related to birding and fishing and visiting the Great Lakes and our inland streams and waterways, too. And there's real local economic development from cleaning up historically polluted areas of concern in our harbors and sort of redeveloping along our rivers, helping our communities face our rivers. Look what they're doing in Grand Rapids with the downtown development that's along the river with public access, and they're even putting the rapids back in the Grand. And every dollar you spend in sort of restoration and cleanup activities and infrastructure to allow people to get to the water and enjoy it is a $3 or $4 return on property values along rivers and along lake shores, and that's economic power. And as I indicated, you know, we have some of the great education and research institutions, MSU among them, that are centers of global research on water problem solving. You know, at MSU, for example, they're finding ways to solve third world health problems that are linked to waterborne pathogens. And centering that work in Michigan and the talent and the research dollars is another huge way water can be a source of new innovation and new technology jobs. Some estimate that the water technology sector, as the whole world needs to treat water, conserve it better, build in systems in manufacturing and agriculture that use water much more sparingly, that there's a $1 trillion market for new businesses and services around water technology. And that's an opportunity for Michigan with the firms and the innovation horsepower that we have to do that work on a global basis.
Is that the lion's share? Is cleanup and restoration really the lion's share of the emerging blue economy? Is that at the heart of it?
Well, I think there's equal measures of economic activity when you look at the benefits from economic development along waterways and riverfronts and lakefronts, as you see in the Detroit Riverfront or what they're doing in Macomb County to celebrate and redevelop their waterfront on Lake St. Clair. That's a long-term kind of economic development boon to make it an attractive place for people to live and work because they can enjoy the outdoors. There is this huge multi-billion dollar water cleanup on a global basis, water technology conservation. Firms like Dow Chemical are in the water filtering business. Firms like Cascade Engineering and Grand Rapids are making a water cleaning product for the third world so people have drinkable water. That's an export industry, so there's billions of dollars there. And again, I don't underestimate the economic impact of being the center of research and learning. Young people in particular, they want to take courses and they want to do work in ecosystem management and environmental policy and sustainable industries. And when we've got, you know, literally tens of millions of dollars flowing to our universities and community colleges to expand environmental, sustainable, freshwater treatment and engineering programs, that's a real economic driver for Michigan communities as well. So this the biggest way water has mattered is still the traditional way. It's an input to make and grow things. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing this growing set of jobs in water research, in new water technology that's about conservation and treating and cleanup, and in this sort of placemaking around our water and waterfronts as a local economic development engine. People want to live and work in places where you can have public access, where you can enjoy a stroll along the river. You know, for example, over in St. Clair, where their community, you know, here you are on beautiful Lake Huron, and Port Huron was sort of organized not facing the waterfront. And they're putting in new infrastructures, including, you know, walkways along the river and along the lake that make it a more attractive community. That's the kind of place people want to live and work. And in the long run, you know, there's only so much real estate on the water, and we've got a lot of it, and it's a tremendous economic sort of talent attraction and retention opportunity to clean up the factories and the brownfields and the things that were on the waterfronts that powered our economy for years, and really celebrate Michigan as pure Michigan, as this lifestyle, enjoying our beautiful lakes and rivers and streams.
John Austin's our guest. He's with the nonprofit Michigan Economic Developer Prima Civitas. The subject of our discussion is Michigan's blue economy. Is there a competitive dynamic in the blue economy? Can you look at it that way? Does Michigan have competition when it comes to...
Absolutely. As many communities and states around the world really are realizing that both leveraging their local water natural assets of being on the water, but this growing arena of water technology firms and innovation and business and services that's around water. So we have in the region, you know, a place like Milwaukee that's really remaking itself and its brand as a water capital. So they are expanding their water research at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They're expanding and supporting their 150-plus firms that are in various ways in the water sector, and they're growing that on a global basis, their products and services. You see Cleveland trying to do similar work. You see communities around the world, you know, Amsterdam to Israel, that are water technology leaders. And you know, Michigan has all the assets with the companies, with the universities, and with our freshwater ability to be, you know, testing, deploying new systems. A lot of what we've learned and selling already around the world, as you know, China's trying to clean up the mess from its industrialization, and India's running out of water. A lot of what we've learned that we're already selling our engineering firms and our ecosystem management firms was learned through cleaning up the Great Lakes. So we're now seeing our companies go and help China clean up and help places like India learn to use water more efficiently in production. And those are real growing opportunities that we have the ability to center that work, have that footprint, the companies, the universities, lead it from Michigan, and make money around the world doing that.
How much would the development of a bluer Michigan economy be hampered by falling lake water levels?
Well, I think that principally takes away one of the more profound assets in terms of how water drives economy, the lake shores, the property is so valuable and attractive if the water's clean and it's right outside your door or your hotel or your condominium or your office. So if that water retreats hundreds and hundreds of yards and it's more like an Aral Sea situation, you know, in Central Europe, they so overused their water resource there that it dried up the lakes. Obviously, we're nowhere near that, but you can see the economic development plus of people wanting to live, work in communities like Traverse City, where it's a lifestyle, enjoying the water, like Marquette even is being to see, like Grand Rapids, like, you know, West Michigan, East Michigan, you point everywhere. If the lake levels recede profoundly, then that's going to be a much less attractive place to have a cottage, to live in the community as a professional. So that's a big issue for us. Climate change is a big driver of that, as the ice doesn't cover the Great Lakes, and we see more evaporate. So that's part of why we need to be a leader in energy efficiency and water efficiency, so that we can be part of the world's solution to things like that and do that work here and reap the jobs and benefits from doing that here.
Give us, John, one other challenge associated with developing the blue economy. We just spent on the water levels.
Right.
What's another one?
Well, I think, you know, that's what we're learning through this project and this initiative, and that's what we're trying to help the state, the Office of the Great Lakes, as they develop a water strategy. What could really the state do? What could we all do that accelerates our participation? Clearly, one challenge is just infrastructure and sort of water along the waterfronts redevelopment. We have a lot of expensive both cleanup and rebuilding to do around our waterfronts where, you know, they were slag heaps, they were old factories. That's expensive work to clean up those areas and then position them with infrastructure so that the market wants to move in and people can redevelop it, whether it's for hotels or shops or restaurants or just keeping some of it for natural enjoyment. It's got to be clean. And so the infrastructure costs, the cleanup costs, and the investment to help communities do that is probably a significant piece that does pay big dividends. We know that when we do that, you see local economic development come in that is worth a lot in terms of new jobs and new community building.
So how much economic potential is there in the blue economy? Are you close to quantifying that?
Well, the report we just did, which is really a sort of baseline for this initiative we're doing to try to accelerate our participation in the blue economy and to inform the State Office of the Great Lakes, the Governor's Office, who are developing some water strategy for Michigan, we're seeing that already we've got about $60 billion annually and close to 1 million jobs that are associated with water-based economic development and water innovation and technology jobs. And there's a huge opportunity for growth, given that estimates around the water technology business worldwide, close to $1 trillion in 10 years, and the need for water solutions in manufacturing and in the developing world. It's a tremendous upside for Michigan to center that work, and we're looking for ways we can help accelerate the participation of firms, learning institutions, and communities around this wonderful blue economy opportunity.
John Austin is the director of the Michigan Economic Center at Prima Civitas Foundation. This current state segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.